Arizona Senator Mark Kelly has repeatedly voted against border security. By Spencer Lindquist on August 22, 2022. Democrat Senator Mark Kelly from Arizona, who is up for re-election in November, has repeatedly voted against border security measures and enabled the Biden border crisis. Kelly voted against border security at least three times in 2021 alone. In February of 2021, Kelly voted against an amendment that would have kept the Biden administration from being able to cancel existing border wall contracts. In May of the same year, Kelly voted against border security again, this time voting against an amendment that would have prohibited the Biden administration from canceling border wall contracts for which funds had already been appropriated. Kelly similarly voted against border security again in August. Kelly has also voted to end Title 42, which allows the government to suspend entry of immigrants into the United States for reasons of public safety. Kelly was previously critical of the Biden administration's plan to end Title 42, saying that it's going to be a crisis. Additionally, the Democrat senator from Arizona voted against a measure that would have prohibited the Internal Revenue Service from hiring any new agents until the U.S. Border Patrol doubled its forces. Kelly has voted for Joe Biden's preferred policies 94% of the time. Since Biden took office, nearly 5 million illegal immigrants have crossed into America, including just under 200,000 who came into the United States in July 2022 alone. Dan Stein, the president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, pointed out the severity of the Biden border crisis. Roughly the equivalent of the entire population of Ireland has illegally entered the United States in the 18 months President Biden has been in office, with many being released into American communities, he said. Kelly will face off in November against Republican Senate candidate Blake Masters, who has called the crisis on the border an invasion. The Donald Trump-endorsed Republican candidate has also contended that the Democrats push open borders because elites want to destroy this country. Masters' plan for border security includes finishing the wall, opposing amnesty, mandating E-Verify nationally, and tripling the size of the Border Patrol. Masters has remarked that we're not going to have a country if we refuse to secure the border. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Lindquist@Breitbart.com.